like running a race. But what if an athlete is running the race of his or her life and they just, you know, wander off the track? They get distracted, so off they go. Surely they can't still expect to win, can they? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at your race, your destination, your prize from a different perspective. I want you to imagine for a moment that you're watching the 400-metre track and field final at the Olympic Games. It's the final, remember. They're running for the gold medal. And about a third of the way through the race, one of the runners, well, he's distracted by something in the crowd. Maybe it's a pretty woman, or maybe it's that jacket that man's wearing. And so he wanders off the track to take a look. Meanwhile, all the other runners are still running for their lives. But this man, this athlete, he looks pretty fit to me. He was well in contention for a medal. He's still wandering over by the side of the track, checking out whatever it is that distracted him. The commentators can't believe it. The crowd can't believe it. And I know it sounds obvious, but this distraction from the race, well, this man has no chance, absolutely none, of winning the gold medal, right? And if in his heart he's somehow still expected to win, well, we'd say he's crazy. It's obvious that he can't win the medal. And yet so many of us, this is how we run the most important race of all. Not an Olympic race, no, much more important than that. I'm referring to a race that we call life. Now, the Apostle Paul's an interesting guy. He was really focused. He was initially focused on his career as a religious leader, but then one day he met Jesus along the road that he was walking on his way to Damascus. And everything changed. I used to think that when someone got religion, that meant they became some sort of airy-fairy, powder-puff kind of spiritual swami. I never wanted to become one of those. So I ignored the whole religion thing. It was for losers. Truth be known, I still don't like religion. I'm not into the bells and smells kind of thing of jumping through hoops to please God. But like Paul, one day, I met Jesus along the road that I was walking. Wasn't the road to Damascus. Let's call it my way. So I really relate to Paul. And I want to share with you again something that he wrote about the new race that he was running. It comes from his letter to the Corinthians, first letter, chapter 9, beginning at verse 24. He says, "Do you not know that in a race, the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? So run in such a way that you may win it. Athletes exercise self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we, an imperishable one. So I don't run aimlessly, nor do I box as though I'm beating the air, but I punish my body and I enslave it so that after proclaiming to others, I myself should not be disqualified." We observed last week that it's kind of weird for him to write this. Paul spends a lot of the space in his letters in the New Testament making the point that the religion he once followed was all about toiling under a bunch of rules, but knowing Jesus was about accepting that God had forgiven us by his grace, and that we don't have to labour under rules anymore. He writes this in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it's a gift from God, not the result of your works, so that no one may boast." But then he goes on to say, "For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." See, now he's saying, look, you've been forgiven. That was a grace thing. But now it's time to run the race. Now it's time to live the life. And it's a tough race. It's a brutal race. See, it's a narrow road to follow Jesus. It's not easy. And Paul's saying, I'm running this race in such a way that I'm going to win it. I have to tell you the truth, for a long time, as I said last week, I found that kind of weird. Grace on the one hand, but running a race on the other. Something I've come to call the grace race. And here's why I think we find it weird. Because as I said earlier, we expect Christianity to be this airy-fairy, flower-puffy kind of super spiritual cloud nine thing. Lots of people accept Jesus with that sort of expectation. Yes, sure. It's about God's grace. It's about God's mercy. It's about God's love. We can have an awesome and wondrous relationship with God, but it doesn't just end there. He has a life for you and me to live. There's God in the spiritual dimension. You and me, we have a spirit, but for the time being, we live in the physical dimension. In the West, we kind of put our spirituality in one box and our physicality, if I can call it that. Well, that's out here where we live. I was with a bunch of people recently. They were well-meaning. They were reading the Bible together. They were talking about it. But it didn't really occur to them that the stuff in there was supposed to make a difference in their real day-to-day lives. And it is. And that's where the whole faith, Jesus, spirituality thing falls down for so many people. They start off on the right track. They meet Jesus somewhere on their road. But they never really expect him to make a real difference in their lives. And you can't live that sort of faith for too long. If the prize isn't real, then any old distraction along the way, and we're going to stop running the race, we're going to walk off and look at the distraction, aren't we? If Jesus isn't real, I mean real, and we read what God says in his word, the Bible, and we go, yes, that's real. I expect that to work. If we're not in that place, well, you can sign up to a faith that's just in your head or just in your heart, but it doesn't work. It has to involve our lives, otherwise it just won't work. And that's where a lot of people are. That they start running the race, but without purpose. Not with a focus on the end goal, not with a passion and a real belief that the prize is theirs. Listen to Paul again in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that in a race the runners all compete, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win it. I want to tell you something. So many people end up wandering off the track, distracted by that pretty girl or the jacket or the sunglasses or the new career or the new car or whatever bauble flashes sunlight in their eyes. They just kind of wander off without a commitment to living a life with Jesus and for him. Without a commitment to taking up their cross and following him. And at the first little disappointment or the first distraction or people making fun or people hurting us or they wander off. Because they're not running the race as though they're planning to win the prize. Do you get it? And then there we are at the side of the track, wandering aimlessly. But, and here's the crazy but thing, but we still expect to win the prize. We do. How many people have I met that believe in Jesus and their life's a mess, I mean a real mess, and you ask them, how close are you to God? How do you live your life? Do you pray? Do you spend time with him most days praying? Do you read the Bible? Now, they might sound like really old-fashioned things to do. I know, they used to sound old-fashioned to me too. But is it old-fashioned for an athlete to train? Is it old-fashioned for an athlete to work hard and to eat the right food and not to pig out on chocolates and soft drink and to run and work and go to the gym? Nothing old-fashioned about that. It's the only thing that helps them win the race. If they don't do it, they're not going to win. Well, hello. That's why Paul is running the race in such a way that he's going to win. That's why Paul takes this seriously. That's why Paul isn't some fluffy, super spiritual swami. And that's why Paul is right. It's worth thinking about, eh? We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.